Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. I am so excited. For those of you that may be new to the program, we have a lot of fun on Friday, mainly because it's the day that we work four other days for. Yeah.
Oh, man. What day is it?
It's best Friday. Day of the week.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's oh, Friday. Come on, you know better. It's Friday. It's the best day of the week. It's the day that we work for all week long. I just love it. Thanks, man. By request, the Friday song on Live and Local Now. Last night, and I got to tell you, this one snuck up on me. I knew the president was going to be on the road next Tuesday in Wisconsin. I did not know that he was going to be on the road last night. And this time in the Buckeye state of Ohio, in Toledo, Ohio. Yeah. Yeah. And I had no clue. And then all of a sudden I found out about this. I said, well, I got to watch this. And I watched this and I was like, I was absolutely stunned. Let's go to cut nine. You want to know why the Gang of Eight, including Adam Schiff, by the way, the House Intelligence Committee chairman, why they weren't informed of the killing of Qasem Soleimani? It's because the president didn't trust them to keep a secret. That's what we're talking about. Listen to the president. And by the way, this is classic Trump. Listen to the president last night, Toledo, Ohio, cut nine. This is cut nine. The president laying out why he did not alert the so-called Gang of Eight before taking out Qasem Soleimani. Here it is.
Here's a guy who slaughtered and butchered civilians all over and military, whoever was in his way. And we have Bernie and Nancy Pelosi. We have them all. They're all trying to say, how dare you take him out that way? You should get permission from Congress. You should come in and tell us what you want to do. You should come in and tell us so that we can call up the fake news that's back there, and we can leak it. That's a lot of corruption back there, folks. No, but think seriously. So they want me, so, you know, these are split-second decisions. You have to make a decision. So they don't want me to make that decision. They want me to call up, maybe go over there. Let me go over to Congress. Or come on over to the White House. Let's talk about it. When can you make it? Well, I won't be able to make it today, sir. How about, let's say, in a couple of days? Oh, sure. Come on over. Now, we got a call. We heard where he was. We knew the way he was getting there. And we had to make a decision. We didn't have time to call up Nancy, who was not operating with a full deck. Now, they want us to call. Can you imagine calling crooked Adam Schiff? He's so crooked. He's so crooked. Shifty Schiff. Say, gee, Adam, how you doing? Listen, we have the world's number one terrorist, killed thousands and thousands of people. We'd like to set up a meeting so we can discuss his execution. Would you be willing to meet? Well, I won't be able to make it this week. Well, you know, he's traveling fast. We got him lined up, Adam. You little pencil neck. He buys the smallest shirt collar you can get, and it's loose. Now, come on, Adam. We got to meet faster, Adam. We got him lined up. We got to take this guy out. We're not going to have another shot at him maybe ever again. But I can't make it now because I'm trying to impeach Trump. I'm trying to impeach him. Even though he did nothing wrong. By the way, did you see? I did nothing wrong. They don't even know what the hell is going on. In fact, it's so weak, she doesn't want to put in the articles. It's so weak. They're so pathetic. They're so pathetic. So they want us to call them. Now, Schiff is a big leaker. You know, he leaks to crazy CNN. See, with a little red light on over. Not too many people are watching CNN. But he leaks. So he'll say, you know, off the record, I got to hurry up because everyone's watching me in the hallway on my cell phone. Off the record, they've got the number one terrorist in the world, Soleimani. And they're going to get him. They're going to take him out in the next 10 minutes. Please don't tell anybody I told you. But so we have breaking news. President Trump, within the next 20, 25 minutes, looks to be taken out. Terrorist General Soleimani. He's going to do it. Should be happening about the next 20 minutes, 19, 18, 17. Then we get back to the battlefield. How'd you do, fellas? I don't know, sir. He disappeared. I don't know what happened to him. They want us to tell them so that they can leak it to their friends in the corrupt media.
Well, I tell you what, that is such a sad indictment of people on the other side, the demo rats.
Gritty, scum-sucking, pencil-neck geek.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. No, I must tell you, yeah, I'm listening to this for maybe the third or fourth time. And I'm thinking, that's why we love this president. You know, there's no reading between the lines with this guy. No. He means what he says what he means, etc. And what he said was, the reason I didn't tell the Gang of Eight is because I didn't trust him. And that's exactly, and that's right. He shouldn't trust them. Anyway, more from the president last night. I was zeroing in on him talking about the killing of Qasem Soleimani. And we'll get back to that. Also, we'll hear from Bernie Sanders. Because he wants to handcuff the president.
Boo! When it comes to the end of the
phone. Yeah. See how far that'll go. Also, some reaction to the comments of Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. From Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader in the House of Representatives. We'll get to that. We got a busy day. Also, Mark Lauder. You've heard him from the swamp many times on this program. You're going to hear him from our studio coming up at the top of the hour. Also, a new candidate for Assembly District 2. He is Jim Small. He had his kickoff party last night. I was there. Also, Rico Aller, our eyes and ears in Northern Nevada, will join us from Carson Insulation. Yeah. And we'll talk about what's going on in the last week. A bizarre last week with missile strikes and all kinds of other stuff going on. We'll do that and more coming up. You stay with us as we continue. It is the Friday edition of Live and Local Now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of real water concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Vegas Golden Knights hockey tomorrow night, 6:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk. Making radio great again, an official radio station of the Vegas Golden Knights.
This may have been the best week in the first term of President Donald J. Trump. We had more good job reports, more good economic news. Apparently, the growth in the economy is coming at the bottom of the wage scale, not at the top. The wealthiest 1% that Bernie Sanders likes to talk about has shown less growth than the bottom 1%. I got this off of Fox News, by the way, just so you know. Last night, the president held a rally in Toledo, Ohio. They had about roughly 10,000 people. I think the building held 9,300. And it was what they call a CAG rally, Keep America Great, as opposed to a MAGA rally, Make America Great Again. They have kind of morphed now into a CAG, Keep America Great. Mike Pence is, I'll tell you what, if I take this show out on the road, I'm going to take Mike Pence with me. He is the greatest warm-up act maybe in show business. Listen to Mike Pence last night in Toledo kicking off that CAG rally in Toledo, Ohio.
Well, hello, Toledo. It is great to be back in the Buckeye State. But I'm here for one reason and one reason only. And that is that Ohio and America need 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House. You know, like all of you, I'm here because I stand with President Donald Trump. When this president stands up for American jobs and American workers, I stand with President Donald Trump. When this president stands up for faith and freedom and the American flag, I stand with President Donald Trump. And when this president, as Commander-in-Chief, takes decisive action to defend American lives, we stand with President Donald Trump. You know, what began 4 years ago has grown into a movement. A movement of everyday Americans from every walk of life. Here in Ohio, you believed we could be strong again. You believed we could be prosperous again. Ohio said yes to President Donald Trump in 2016, and I know Ohio is going to say yes to four more years of President Donald Trump in 2020.
There you have it. The Vice President of the United States. And you know what? It gives me, I'm not sure if I sleep better at night or not. I think I do. Knowing that if anything were to ever happen, and I'm not talking about just impeachment, but just anything, were ever to happen to this president, I'd feel very, very comfortable with Mike Pence as our commander in chief. I really do. I think he is absolutely amazing, and I think down the road he would make a great president of the United States. Again, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know whether the president's going to be reelected. I suspect he will. But if for some reason is not, I would look for Mike Pence to be running soon in 2024. No, I really would. And I think he would make a great president. Coming up on the program, Bernie Sanders is, first of all, I don't think he will end up being the nominee.
I know.
I think in the end, it will end up being Joe Biden will be the nominee for the Democrat. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I've got breaking news I want to pass along to you. Nancy Pelosi says she will release the articles of impeachment sometime next week. We are assuming early next week. The Senate is planning to begin the trial sometime next week, probably later next week. That has been the guesstimate of Mitch McConnell and others in the Senate. They had a luncheon among Republican senators. And one of the things that they said is, hey, be ready for a trial probably midweek to late week, beginning next week. We're going to work 6-day weeks. We're going to work on Saturday. We're going to be off on Sunday. And we're going to roll through this thing and get her done. Yeah. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'll let you hear more from the president. His amazing speech in Toledo, Ohio. Yeah. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Taco Time's awesome sauce burrito is just $1.99. It's totally sawsome.
See what I did there?
Made with real food, real fast. We load it with seasoned ground beef, refried beans, rich and creamy cheese sauce, and our world-famous Mexi fries. Time to customize. Pick your sauce, boss. Choose original, green, or blazing five alarm. Whatever your style, grab your awesome sauce burrito and go the extra mile for just $1.99. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In terms of job creation, the December jobs report from the Labor Department didn't quite meet analysts' expectations, but it wasn't a bad report either, as we hear from John Clemens.
Despite concerns over a trade war with China, the nation's economic expansion continued. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us about the report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 145,000 in December, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in retail, trade, and healthcare, while mining lost jobs.
When you look at the reports for 2019, there are 2.1 million jobs added to the U.S. economy.
The Dow Jones Industrial Averages reached 29,000 this morning for the first time ever. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Yeah, that's kind of the Nancy Pelosi thing. Nancy Pelosi saying that she will release the articles of impeachment and send them over to the Senate sometime next week. We don't know if that's early in the week, middle week, end of the week, but that he will do that. I promised you I'd let you hear more from the president from his CAG rally, Keep America Great, K-A-G, CAG, in Toledo, Ohio. And what I was listening for last night, took about 20 minutes for him to get around to this, but what I was listening for was some mention of the killing of Qasem Soleimani. And I don't know that everybody there probably wanted to hear some accounting for what happened last Thursday night in Baghdad at the international airport there. This was the president last night in Toledo addressing the killing of Qasem Soleimani.
Last week, the United States once again took the bold and decisive action to save American lives and deliver American justice. And you know what I'm talking about. For years, the sadistic mass murderer, Qasem Soleimani, planned and executed attacks against American targets, killing and wounding thousands of U.S. service members and many, many thousands and even hundreds of thousands of other people. As the leader of Iran's terrorist Quds force, Soleimani spread death, destruction, and mayhem across the Middle East and far beyond. He ordered the violent assault on the American embassy in Baghdad, and you saw this was the anti-Benghazi. We got there very quickly. We got there very quickly. This is the exact opposite. We did it exactly the opposite of Benghazi, where they got there so late. All they saw when they got there days later were burning embers from days before. That's all they saw. We got there very early. We saw what was happening. I saw what was happening. I said, what's that all about? And that was going to be another Benghazi. Had they broken through the final panels of glass, they were breaking it. Had they gotten through, we would have had either hundreds of dead people or hundreds of hostages. That wasn't going to happen. And I called up our great generals. I said, get them over there now. One of our leaders, one of our really admired people, said, sir, we'll have them there tomorrow. I said, nope, get in the planes right now, have them there immediately, and they got there immediately. Fortunately. But he directed the recent rocket strikes that wounded four American service members, badly wounded, and killed an American citizen. That was just before we happened to hit him. Soleimani was actively planning new attacks, and he was looking very seriously at our embassies, and not just the embassy in Baghdad, but we stopped him, and we stopped him quickly, and we stopped him cold. So at my direction, the United States military eliminated Qasem Soleimani and ended his rampage through not only that part of the world, but much bigger parts of the world. He was all over. He was a bad guy. He was a bloodthirsty terror, and he's no longer a terror. He's dead.
That was the president last night, Toledo, Ohio, an amazing speech. It was one of the so-called CAG rallies, Keep America Great, K-A-G, CAG. Now, needless to say, the Democrats don't want to give the president any credit whatsoever for what I consider to be maybe his best week. Because Nancy Pelosi decided that she was going to run up the flagpole, a non-binding resolution. The president is not bound by this, doesn't have to sign it. It's a concurrent resolution and debate on the War Powers Act, trying to restrict the activities that he can take relative to Iran. She passed it, but essentially along a party line vote, there were six or eight Democrats that voted with the Republicans. But essentially it was a party line vote. Nancy Pelosi, let's go to cut four. Cut four. Nancy Pelosi led the debate on this War Powers Act deal that they were talking about. And I want you to listen, not so much for the words, but for the way they were delivered, kind of in a whiny way. I mean, it was painful to listen to. But you need to hear this. This is what the other side is doing. They haven't been able to get him on Russian collusion or on the Billy Bush tapes or on Stormy Daniels or on any of this stuff. And now they're finding that their articles of impeachment require more investigation. Yeah, that's how bad their case is. And that's why they're asking the Senate to do their job for them. They spend, 3 weeks developing articles of impeachment. Then when they got them, they said, well, there's not much here, is there? Anyway, here is Nancy Pelosi trying to handcuff the president of the United States when it comes to Iran. Here it is.
As we go forward, it was really important for us to address the parameters of the War Powers Act, and that is what we are doing here today. The members of Congress have serious and urgent concerns about the administration's decision to engage, I use the term decision loosely, to engage in hostilities against Iran, and it's about a lack of strategy. What is the strategy to move forward? Again, I did not consult with Congress. They gave a presentation that by their own side of the aisle has been described as demeaning and the worst. And then they tell members to go read the classified documents. Classified. Why are these documents classified? Why can't the American people know? We understand redaction of sources and methods and the rest. But if you read that document, you would know there is no reason for it to be classified. And in the, without going into any substantive matters of what happened yesterday in the classified briefing, it's fair to say that we were told, members were told, to go read other documents, which are redacted and, in many cases, classified unnecessarily. Our concerns were not addressed by the president's insufficient war powers authorization, which was classified in its entirety, leaving the Congress and the public in the dark about our national security. And our concerns were not addressed by the administration's briefing yesterday. Today, to honor our duty to keep the American people safe, that is our first responsibility to protect and defend. We must keep the American people safe. The House will pass a war powers resolution to limit the president's military actions regarding Iran. Congress is reassuring our long-established oversight responsibilities as we mandate that if no further congressional action is taken, the administration's military hostilities with regard to Iran must end. We salute Congresswoman Slotkin for her leadership in this resolution. She's a former CIA and Department of Defense analyst specializing in Shia militias who served multiple tours in the region under both Democratic and Republican presidents. It's important to note, because I heard the distinguished whip on the other side of the aisle say, how come it's just a concurrent resolution? It is because under the War Powers Act, that is one of the options that is provided. You can do a joint resolution, House resolution, or you can do a concurrent resolution. The value and the beauty and the exquisite nature of a concurrent resolution is that it does not have to be signed by the President of the United States. The Congress of the United States, in its full power and full voice, can speak in a united way about what the War Powers Act should look like.
Would you like some cheese with that wine?
Yeah, that was Nancy Pelosi. And she got her her resolution passed, but it's non-binding, and it doesn't mean squat. That's the bottom line. Coming up, Bernie Sanders is another one that wants to limit the president's ability to conduct foreign policy. It's absolutely atrocious what's going on, trying to handcuff the president as he battles Iran and North Korea and other dangerous people, and they want to handcuff the president. And what it comes down to is the president doesn't trust them. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan, have no equity, bad credit, or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I just love it. What a good way to begin the weekend.
Yes.
I just absolutely love that. Okay. Enough of that. Say hallelujah, by the way. You heard from Nancy Pelosi in our last segment, and she led the debate on this War Powers Act thing. I want you to hear Kevin McCarthy. He is the loyal opposition. He is the House Minority Leader. And this was his reaction to the Pelosi comments yesterday.
I never thought there would be a moment in time that the Speaker of the House of Representatives would actually be defending Soleimani. The idea of this individual in this moment in time, that they would be defending Iran, that somehow they did not escalate this. When a president stood before the world and the country yesterday about de-escalating. What do you say to all the Gold Star families? Did you listen to what the speaker just said? Soleimani was a bad person, but. There is no but. He's a bad person because he killed American soldiers. He's a bad person because he led us against the embassy. He's a bad person because he went after the tankers. He's a bad person because he bombed the refinery. He's a bad person because he was planning more against Americans. The president was right in his actions, and we are safer today for it. I think that part of what the Democrats are doing today is wrong. And in the current information that I just heard coming out about the airliner and not supplying the black box, I think the Democrats should pause and have the information, if it was what is being said is true right now, of why that airliner went down. Why would you defend Iran and not protect America?
Meanwhile, on the Senate side, Bernie Sanders wants to introduce a resolution, whether it's binding or not, anybody's guess, to restrict the president and using the Iraq war. This is cut six. Using the Iraq war as a reason to restrict the president, the current president, in dealing with a possible war in Iran. Listen to this illogical rant by Bernie Sanders yesterday in Washington.
When I look back upon American history, I remember the two most significant foreign policy mistakes our country made in the modern era. And those were the war in Vietnam and the war in Iraq. And let us be clear, we were led into both of those wars by a series of lies. The result, the war in Vietnam cost us 59,000 American deaths, and many others came home wounded in body and spirit. In fact, a whole generation, my generation, was devastated by that war. The casualties in Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia are almost incalculable, but they run into the millions of people. In 2002 and 2003, in terms of Iraq, we were told over and over again that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, that he was working with Al-Qaeda, and that we needed to invade Iraq unless we wanted to see another 9/11 or even worse, a nuclear attack. Those claims were lies. The war in Iraq led to the deaths of some 4,500 brave American troops and the wounding, physical and emotional, of tens of thousands of others. It led to the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Iraqis and the displacement of over 5 million people and the increased destabilization of an already unstable region. The war in Iraq cost us trillions of dollars, money that could have been spent to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure, provide quality education for our kids, provide health care for the uninsured and underinsured. And after all of that, after all of the pain and suffering and death and the expenditure of trillions of dollars, the Iraqi parliament voted earlier this week to boot U.S. forces out of their country. And now we have a president who abandoned a nuclear agreement we signed with our allies, has turned to a policy of escalation, and appears to be walking us toward another disastrous war in the Middle East. And let's be clear, another war in the Middle East could cost, once again, countless lives and trillions more dollars, more conflict, more displacement, and more misery. As a United States Senator, I personally will do everything I can to prevent such a war.
Please shut up now.
Oh, I just absolutely love it. So reaching back even to the Vietnam conflict, the Vietnam War, and on to the Iraq War, Bernie Sanders saying we need to rein in this president. And I guess he means future presidents as well. But to me, it makes no sense at all that at a time when you ought to be helping this president as he deals with bizarre human beings like Soleimani and others, they want to handcuff him. It's wrong. It is flat out wrong what they're doing. The House measure was non-binding, so it really doesn't matter what Nancy Pelosi says or did yesterday. It was a party line vote, although there were, I think, 6 or 8 Democrats voting with Republicans on this bill. The Democrats obviously were for it. And by the way, it's a concurrent resolution. Not a joint resolution, a concurrent resolution. But that's what we had pass yesterday. The Senate will not, undoubtedly will not be voting on anything like this. Just doesn't, it's just not going to happen. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone right now. LibertyHealthShare.org/Kevin Wall. That's LibertyHealthShare.org/Kevin Wall. Stick around. Mark Lauder, he's going to join us, not by phone from the swamp, but in studio. He's Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 campaign. That's all coming up live and local now.